It is a difficult thing sometimes to order our life and plan our life out according to the will of God, to change the course of our life to answer the call of God. I'm always amazed by the story of the calling of Simon Peter. Jesus is walking by the Lake of Gennesaret, or the Sea of Galilee, and crowds are following him. He's preaching. There is Simon Peter and his brother Andrew. And Jesus calls to them, and they leave everything immediately, it says in Mark, and follow Jesus, leave their nets behind. The reason that amazes me is when I learned what it meant to be a fisherman on the Sea of Galilee. These were not people who were going out to catch a mess of fish so their families could have something to eat. They were commercial fishermen. Fishing in the Sea of Galilee was franchised and licensed by the Roman government. In order to fish there, you either had to have a franchise and pay the Romans, or you needed to lease that franchise to own a boat, or to lease it, or to be in some sort of partnership some way with people. So Peter had a business. Simon was not one who could neglect his business. He had obligations to meet. He had employees. He had hired hands, the scripture says, and he had a cash flow to meet, wages to pay. And I'm sure he felt an obligation to his employees. We need to dig a little bit into the Bible to find the rest of the story, as Mr. Paul Harvey used to say. Simon had known Jesus. Jesus had given him the name Peter, the rock, much before this time when he came along the Sea of Galilee. In fact, he had met Simon Peter and Andrew, his brother, before John the Baptist had been imprisoned. And these incidents happened after John the Baptist was imprisoned. I think Jesus had been talking to Peter for quite some time and asking him to follow him and come along with him. But Peter, I don't think I can just quit my business and follow an itinerant preacher, no matter how great he is. But let's read the rest of the story in Luke, the 5th chapter. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and asked him if he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught." And Simon, answering, said unto him, "Master, we have toiled all the night, have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth you shall catch men." And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. You see, Simon Peter did not just see fish coming into that boat. He saw money. The very thing that he was afraid of, if he left his business to follow Jesus, that there would not be money, that people couldn't survive, that it wouldn't work. But Jesus demonstrated to him that he would provide for the needs of Simon Peter, his business, and his family. God provides for us when we commit ourselves to follow his will. And that's what Jesus was showing Simon Peter. "I'll take care of you." We must have faith to believe that God will provide and follow his will, maybe not seeing exactly how it's going to happen, but trusting God that he will take care of us. Let's pray. I thank you, O Lord, that you have always taken care of me, that you have enabled me to fulfill your will and the things that you have asked me to do. You've given me the resources. You've taken care of my family. You've taken care of me. I believe in your power to do this. And I thank you, O Lord. I pray that you would instill in each one of us a deep desire to do your will. I pray, O Lord God, that you would help us and give us that confidence that we need, that you will take care of us. In Jesus' name, amen.